This podcast is brought to you by my firm, Amplify. Amplify is a boutique agency that provides HR executive search and strategic consulting services to help companies modernize their recruiting and employer branding capabilities. Amplify also hosts a new community for HR leaders called the Ecosystem. The Ecosystem is designed to bring modern HR leaders around the world together to share ideas, inspiration, and support. Learn more at amplifytalent.com. Hey everybody, welcome to the 21st Century HR Podcast. I'm your host, Lars Schmidt, and I'm thrilled to be joined by a good friend of mine for today's episode, Craig Fisher. We are coming to you live from the Hiring Success Conference that Smart Recruiters is holding in San Francisco. So, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Lars. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and it's great to be reunited with Craig. Craig and I have the most sporadic podcast in the history of podcasts called Cool Tools with Craig and Lars.
That's right. The Cool Tools Show is probably the only once-a-year podcast that is still going, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. You know, we like the anticipation to build, so people really are just, they're thirsty for Cool Tools by the time we drop one on them.
For a couple of years, we did them every month or so.
Yeah.
And we're real good about it. So there are several episodes. If you want to go to the Cool Tools Show, you can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Cool Tools with Craig and Lars.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that that podcast, and this is going to be kind of a deja vu for us, because this is a special Cool Tool episode of the 21st Century HR Podcast, and more than Cool Tools. So one of the things that Craig's doing while he's here is he's judging a startup competition. And so I want to learn a little bit more about that. I want to learn a little bit more about the companies that are going to be sharing what they do, and kind of what is a startup competition? How does that come together? So,
right.
So enlighten us. What is a startup competition all about, and who will you be judging this afternoon?
Yes. So I'm actually the MC. The judges are, in no particular order, our friend Maren Hogan, Dave Carter, who is president of Smart Recruiters, Jason Corsello, who is founder of the Acadian Company, and Matt Gatto, managing director of Insight Ventures. So he's one of the investors.
Ah,
yeah.
And good to have one of those on the panel.
That's right. And there are always several of those in the room. The last judge is Matt Charney, who you and I know very well.
Okay, yes, indeed.
He works right on my team.
Yeah.
But there are always a lot of investors in the audience for a startup competition, because they're trying to learn what's the leading edge company. We encourage the startup participants to talk about any funding rounds they've received, or if they're, you know, have a valuation, that sort of thing, because they really do get money from not just the grand prize here is a $10,000 sponsorship of next year's Smart Recruiters Conference, Hiring Success Conference, which is very cool. But also, Matt Charney writes an article about that company. There's a giant trophy that I think you could actually drink beer out of.
The Stanley Cup HR Tech Edition.
Yeah. And so there's real stakes for the five finalists. And this is narrowed down from 1,600 companies and was voted on, sort of in the public and kind of survey style. So the startup candidates this year are a company called Van Hack, which is a community of tech people who are available and interested in moving. Okay, so this is a whole 180,000 candidate strong pool of folks who are interested in relocation.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it is very interesting. They're a Canadian company. Then we have Vervo, which is a screening organization that will take bias out of the screening process by removing things like college degrees and other things that might not really be important. They might just be something that the company has thrown in there to narrow the pool. They then give you the just most qualified based on your job description candidates, which I think is very interesting.
Yeah.
We've got GoHire, which is an applicant tracking system for small to medium-sized companies. I think that they show very well visually because they've got a nice interface. So I think they'll have a good presentation today. We've got Jobiac, which is the only company that helps you do job advertising on Google for Jobs. Yeah.
And so, interesting. Anytime you have an only in your description,
right?
That's a helpful thing.
Yes, I think that they're a very interesting play. And then we have Candidate ID, which is a sourcing platform.
Yeah,
and fairly well known to
us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We know those guys very well. So I think there's some really interesting and very diverse candidates in the competition this year.
Yeah, well, I've seen Candidate ID, and that's definitely an impressive platform. So I'll be a homer for them only because I haven't seen the other companies yet. I will check them out.
Right.
But I'm curious, and so we're recording a couple hours before the actual contest is going to be. So Craig does not yet know who the winner is, but I'm going to put him on the spot, especially since this episode will air after the winners are announced.
Yeah.
But who is going home with that trophy?
I believe the winner will be Jobiac.
Jobiac. Okay. Why do you think they stand above the others?
I think if you're the only vendor that is sort of playing in the Google for Jobs space in any competition, all you have to really do is say that, and you can win.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. We'll find out how your prognostication skills are.
Yes.
When this episode actually airs, I'll be sure to put a footnote in the show description.
Yes.
With the actual results. So we'll see. That if Craig's right, that if you're in the venture capital space listening to this podcast, feel free to call Craig Fisher and see if he can help you figure out where to put some of that money.
You can call me anyway.
Yeah. So let's step away from these five companies for a minute. You know you're my go-to resource when it comes to HR tech because the minute I met Craig, God, probably 9 years ago now, 10 years ago, we instantly had a lot of things that we kind of connected on and nerded out on. But one of them was technology. We're both big tech buffs, and so. I'm always curious, like, what, outside of these companies, like, what technology, what trend, what innovation in recruiting kind of has your attention right now? What do you think we should be paying attention to?
So the last couple of years have kind of been all about this build-up to AI tools. And so I feel like we're a little past that now, and there are starting to be companies that kind of go back the other direction. So yes, we have some AI involved. That's kind of table stakes now. But there's a company called Fetcher that actually uses AI plus some human interaction to match candidates to your jobs. So you start by sending them some jobs. They start to build the engine that kind of does the AI sourcing work for you. And then they have actual people who go in and say, yeah, that's actually working or that's not. The problem with most software is it gets installed, and there's a level of complexity that recruiters don't want to deal with, and so they don't end up using it.
Right.
And so what Fetcher is saying is, you can have our people actually kind of do the using, and we'll send you the results. So that kind of sounds like a staffing play plus some tech.
Yeah.
They're selling it the other way around. But it's interesting, and it's good software. It works.
But I think you raise a great point that I think is a limiting factor for some HR tech, is that there's a lot of tools out there that are incredibly robust and incredibly powerful and really value add if configured correctly, but the UX is horrible, right?
Right.
The configuration, the customization, the way that you actually use it, they make it so difficult to use that even if the recruiter knows it's going to be paying dividends in terms of its impact, but it's too hard to configure, it's too manual, it's too time consuming, the adoption is going to be low.
Yeah, and then there's software that's the opposite. It looks beautiful, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. I guess either one of those things is somewhat suboptimal.
That's right.
So, what about macro trends? I know we talked a little bit before this about video and video's kind of emergence. Not even emergence. I mean, it's been around for a while, but I think you're starting to see more platforms that allow you to easily capture video and embed into job descriptions, recruitment marketing materials, etc. Like, what's your take on the current state of video?
So, I've been doing video forever, right? I do video snips, I do walk and talks, I do promos, I do cool tools, demonstrations, things like that. And I've had a YouTube channel for 10 plus years, right? So, I thought I knew everything there was to know, about video. I help make employer brand videos for corporations, right? That sort of thing. I think I know what I'm doing. A couple of years ago, I got asked to go be part of a conference called Video Marketing World. And, you know, marketers do things better than recruiting in general.
Yeah.
And recruiting is sort of marketing light.
Yeah. We're chasing the coattails of marketing, trying to soak up all that knowledge.
Sometimes. And sometimes marketing comes to recruiting and says, you're doing really cool stuff. We want a piece of that. That's fine. But Video Marketing World was all of the top video creators and video podcasters in one room sharing stories and tools. And it was really, really cool. And it just got me really re-interested in upping my game there. And the trend, I think, is we've had all these professional videos for years that look like they were filmed in a studio and are very scripted. And the trend now is to kind of get more candid videos that employees can basically do themselves.
Yeah.
And if you can get more of that sort of user-generated content, it makes it the job of the recruitment marketing team clearly much easier, because then all you have to do is edit.
Yeah.
And really, with all the platforms you can post video to now, all you also have to do is say, use this hashtag, and then we can find it.
Right.
So a couple of years ago, when LinkedIn introduced video on its platform, they noticed right away, like immediately, we're on something big. And they've done the research. Things shared on LinkedIn of all types of content, video gets 20 times more shares and interaction than any other kind of content you can post on LinkedIn.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah. And it'll be fascinating to see as they begin to roll out LinkedIn Live, what effect that's going to have, right? Mm-hmm. And so I imagine they'll have a staggered approach with that, like they did when they released LinkedIn Publishing, and they'll start with, you know, influencers, and then they'll gradually broaden that out. But I could see the appeal of that being massive, because, I mean, you and I were both, you know, live streaming nerds, and when Periscope came out, we're like, cool, we're going to like take you to this conference with us. And Facebook Live came out, we're like, cool, we're going to give you a look inside. But, you know, the reality is, especially at conferences, like, we both have a lot of industry friends on Facebook, and we have a lot of other friends that don't give a damn about an HR conference that we're at. And so, like, yeah, really cool you're streaming here, but that doesn't interest me at all, right? Whereas LinkedIn, I think that conversation tends to be more professional. So the ability to stream directly to LinkedIn, which is your professional network, so it's much more targeted, I think there's that audience is going to have a real appetite for it. So I'm excited to get my hands on LinkedIn Live and kind of see what kind of stories we can tell and how you can really build and interact with your community and your network in new ways.
Right. So I think I'm going to have access to it soon. So I'm told.
Yeah.
I am. So we'll play with it. Absolutely.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. I think another trend that you're seeing is, you know, stories on Facebook and Instagram are just little advertising jewels. I mean, and Instagram TV.
Right? Yeah.
If you look at like UFC, they've got an amazing channel there that's all kind of behind the scenes stuff and interviews with, you know, the stars of UFC, which is sounds like not something you'd really be interested in, but it's fascinating stuff. It's a really cool channel.
Well, that's the thing. If you're into that, right? Like, then that's you're getting exposed to a world that you typically don't. Like, it's rare that you have the behind the scenes kind of content. Like, I love origin stories. I love behind the scenes stuff. Like, I love getting a firsthand view of what goes into building something. And oftentimes you only see the end result, and it's highly polished and highly edited. But there's so much, you know, mess that often goes into getting it there that, you know, typically you just never see. So I love that kind of content.
Yeah. And, you know, that's making me think that we should go live on one of these channels and kind of go behind the scenes at this conference.
We most definitely will. Well, depending on what their rollout schedule is, I know we're both going to be in Austin for your TalentNet conference next weekend. So maybe we'll be piloting there. Who knows?
That'd be fun. So tickets at talentnetlive.com if you want to join Lars and I in Austin.
Yep.
At Whole Foods Market World Headquarters for a
day
of recruiting innovation.
It is a great kickoff to South by Southwest. And lots of great conversations, lots of great learning. So, Craig, before we wrap up, what is the best way for listeners to connect with you beyond the show?
So, I'm all over the internet by my hacker name, Fishdogs.
Hacker Name. That sounds like another podcast episode.
That's right.
So the origin story of the Hacker Name of Fish Dogs.
That's right. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Fish Dogs. And my website, craigfisher.info. You can also get there by going to fishdogs.com. All my contact information is there. I'm very easy to find.
You're quite findable.
I'm findable.
Yes.
That's one of the things that I do.
there are lots of breadcrumbs out there if you want to track
right.
down the Craig Fisher.
Yeah, and if you ever want to talk about LinkedIn SEO, I'm your guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Be findable.
And many other topics as well. Don't limit him to a one-topic pony because he is a multifaceted unicorn. How about that?
Yeah, I like it.
Go update your LinkedIn.
Yay.
All right, Craig. Well, thanks so much for coming on, and much more to come in future episodes. And also, be sure I'll include a link to the Cool Tools Archive, so you
Absolutely.
Can see the gem that is in the internet known as Cool Tools.
Woohoo!
All right, everybody. We'll see you next episode.
Thanks, Lars.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of 21st Century HR. If you want to hear more episodes like this or read stories from the 21st Century HR Fast Company series, go to 21stcenturyhr.com. And if you want to make your podcast library just a little more awesome, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, or whatever podcast platform your ears desire. You'll find all the subscribe links on the website. And if you're enjoying this podcast, help me get the word out. Share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, and anybody that might want to learn a little bit more about what HR can do when done really well. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next episode.